prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Thanksgiving is upon us. I hope everybody has a very safe and healthy Thanksgiving holiday. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about the herpes switch. Absolutely interesting stuff that mainstream medicine has discovered about herpes, and we're going to talk about that. And we got other stuff we're going to talk about, and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer. And we're seeking the Lord's face. And today's devotional is from John 14, where Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He that believes on me has everlasting life." So if you heareth the word of God and believeth on him and he that has sent him, you'll have everlasting life as well. So mind the time, make grow short, seek the Lord's face, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Frank. First up in the quacker, some new things out of, the space area, astronauts, checking out their bloodstream while they're orbiting up there in the great beyond. New study turned up that there's some side effects when humans go into outer space. This is a research that was measuring vital signs and blood pressure and all these other things when astronauts were outside of gravity, and it was being monitored live on the ground. Of course, this is what we're told. Anyway, one of these astronauts came up with a blood clot. Astronauts were doing some ultrasounds on their own body as a new study guided in real time by what specialists on the ground were doing. And a scan showed this clump of blood. And the astronaut really wasn't showing any symptoms of a blood clot, but it was still he was still pulled out of the study and then treated with blood thinners that were up supposedly in the capsule there. And so he had to kind of rest while he was in orbit. But they've discovered some new risks to human health when they are in what is called, considered space flight. The study was designed to find out any well-known side effects of space travel. Now, 10 years ago, scientists started noticing that astronauts who spent months on, let's say, the space station, came home with swollen optic nerves, slightly flattened eyeballs, and changes in their vision. NASA said that it was they were putting glasses on board the station for astronauts because they found that their eyesight had worsened, and they suspect that this cause involves the accumulation of body fluids like blood and water Since they're outside of gravity, the fluids float towards the head and increase pressure there. Scans have also showed blood flow to the brain in a vein stalled in 5 of the 11 astronauts. And then let's see in the scene, actually in 1 of 2 of the astronauts, the blood flow was moving in the opposite direction, which was extremely abnormal. Well, you left the ground. What did you expect, right? Anyway, last but not least in the Quack report, benefits of green tea to detox you, apparently. Green tea removes toxins, increases your energy level, and improves your overall well-being. According to detox advocates, they say several servings of green tea a day can clear blemishes up and strengthen the immune system and help you burn more fat. They say green tea is very hydrating to the system. Lots of antioxidants, prevents a lot of chronic disease, oxidative stress. And this is all printed in the International Journal of Obesity because it helps you lose weight, they said. They said the immune support from the green tea helps you with strep infections, as well as reducing bad breath and killing other bacteria that encourage you to grab onto influenza-type viruses. So I thought that was fascinating. Plus, green tea has less caffeine than energy drinks, fermented tea, and coffee, so it's healthier for you, according to this journal article. So get some green tea. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about some new research in the field of herpes. Frank's asking a question. Does green tea have fluoride? It just depends on the tea itself and how it's treated after it's harvested. So let me put it to you this way. When they get tea, usually from, you know, the Asian populations, sometimes they ferment it. Sometimes it's fully fermented. Sometimes it's partially fermented. And that has a lot to do with the chemical constituents of the tea and the caffeine level and the flavonoids from the tea and the antioxidants from the tea. So it just depends on the type of tea, Frank. Does that answer your question? I know it's kind of answering and not answering at the same time. Well, let's talk about this herpes switch. There are 8 different kinds of herpes viruses. However, medical tests refer to herpes virus as kind of a single word. So animals and humans can get herpes viruses, and what these viruses have in common is they have the ability to park themselves on our nervous system without really causing symptoms until there's a trigger that activates them. Now, in November 2019, Cornell University, they revealed some very interesting research, which got published in the November 2019 Journal of the Public Library of Science Pathogens issue. So this research was on the mechanism that activates the virus. So we're going to take a look and see what they say and what possibly we can do to neutralize a lot of those outbreaks, because I know that's helpful, especially when, you know, people wonder if they have herpes and just don't know it, and then what to do about them if they do have it. Well, we got lots to talk about in the first segment of the show, and we're going to look at some natural solutions to these everyday problems. So first, it's time for a little break. I'm on the clock, Frank. I see it's time. So let's do a break. We'll be right back with more.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Whole Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
All right, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about this new research medicine's come up with regarding herpes viruses. Now, in the United States, there's about 30 million Americans that seem to have herpes viruses, with about 500,000 new cases of what are considered genital herpes every year. Now, more women, 1 out of 5, than men, 1 out of 6, have the genital herpes. And are most prevalent, it's the most prevalent sexually transmitted disease. About 50% to 80% of the adults in the United States have oral herpes, and it's estimated about 20% of that population also has genital herpes HSV2, and 90% have the oral herpes HSV1. Now, individuals may go years without knowing that they have herpes and be symptom-free. Stress tends to bring out the first outbreak, and subsequent outbreaks will average every 4 to 5 per year, roughly. So here is a quote from the Seattle Children's Hospital, August 2016, and they say, "There are several strains of herpes so common that we estimate 90% of the human population have them. Strains such as herpes 6 and 7 usually do not cause severe symptoms, and people may not know that they have them," end of quote. They go on to say, and this is also from the Children's Hospital Research Institute and Journal of Virology. They say it's common to find herpes viruses in the salivary glands of humans and animals, but we find herpes 7 in the nervous system of animals, which that strain has not been detected there before. So these herpes strains, if the human nervous system produces nerve diseases, they tend to look at herpes first to see if it's the culprit that kind of brought forth the disease in the first place. Well, let's look at the strains. We have 8 different herpes viruses. 2 of the most common are the oral herpes and the genital herpes we just mentioned. Oral herpes symptoms are characterized by those cold sores around the mouth, on the fingers, or the hands. Genital herpes symptoms are characterized as sores on the genitals, the anus, and sometimes cold sores as well. The other herpes viruses create a different type of illness. So, the zoster viruses, the varicella zoster viruses, which we know as chickenpox and then later as shingles, is in the herpes family. Also, Epstein-Barr viruses, often causing that wonderful mononucleosis that teenagers tend to get, where they have fever, swollen glands, sore throat, and fatigue, and it tends to crop up from time to time in the adulthood when they're stressed. The cyclomorovirus, which is a compromised immune system type of herpes virus. The human herpes virus number 6, the roseola. Now, this causes immune symptoms, gastrointestinal problems, encephalitis, and pneumonia type of responses. Then there's the human herpes virus 7, which is an acute respiratory disease and roseola symptoms as well. And then human herpes virus 8 is called the Kaposi sarcoma herpes of the skin, which can spread to lungs, stomach, and intestines. So obviously we don't hear much about 6, 7, and 8 as much as we do the others, but they're there. So what could be the triggers? Well, according to research at the Seattle Children's Research Institute, other viruses can also trigger the activation of herpes viruses. So if you have other viruses, maybe a Zika virus, an influenza virus, it can interfere with the myelin sheath on the nervous system through the immune system defense, and this can activate a nervous system disease like Guillain-Barré syndrome, causing some paralysis, for instance. And there is more evidence showing that the herpes virus can use the nervous system as a highway to spread and cause problems for the nervous system and normal nerve function. So, not a cool disease to have. Disease isn't cool at all, but it's problematic and it's irritating. What are some of the risks? Well, the more sex partners that you have, the higher risk of contracting herpes, or already getting another type of herpes on top of what you have. So studies show 80 to 90% of the people infected with genital herpes have not been diagnosed. And it's estimated that every 30 seconds, another person gets infected with the herpes simplex 2. Now, if the infection rate continues, they estimate nearly half of all adults in the United States population will be infected with genital type herpes. Okay. So that'll be your herpes simplex 2. Well, let's touch on the oral herpes for a moment here. This type of herpes virus, most commonly called herpes simplex 1, herpes simplex 1, is usually transmitted, and most people are infected during childhood. You know, you may have an adult that comes over during the holidays, gives you a kiss on the cheek, and you can get it, see? So statistics show that the more children are infected with the herpes simplex 1 between usually 6 months of age to 3 years of age. And the highest occurrence seems to be clustered in crowded and also unsanitary regions. So the studies are suggesting 1/3 of the children by the age of 5 in the low-income areas are infected and 20% of the middle-income areas are infected. So the elite or the privileged group is not immune. And by the time they reach their 30s, 60% of them are infected. So after they hit 40%, the statistics for the elite are kind of like the rest of the economic group. So it's all even, Steven, playing field there. And outbreaks can last a few days to several weeks. Avoid the sun and tanning beds to prevent outbreaks. And during outbreaks, avoid kissing to prevent the spread of herpes simplex 1. So oral herpes, okay? Now, there are also the genital herpes. If you develop those, the sores appear on the genital area or the anus region for men and on the vulva, cervix, and anus for women. So the first outbreak usually is the most severe and painful, lasts about 2 weeks. Other symptoms associated with herpes simplex 2 are going to be swollen lymph nodes, sore muscles, and headaches. And here's something you may not know. Medical science says that the oral type of herpes, the herpes simplex 1, has become a major cause of patients developing genital herpes. So individuals with compromised immune systems, especially HIV patients, tend to be a big target for the herpes viruses. And if your immune system is low and you have herpes simplex 1, you have a 68 to 81% chance that you'll also get herpes simplex 2. So in addition, when your immune system is lower, it delivers a more severe form of herpes and other health complications. So keep that immune system strong. Please, please, please. Now, transplant patients also run the risk of getting herpes because they are on immune suppressant drugs. So they are in a high-risk category as well. And then there's also that occupational hazard. Certain occupations can increase the risk of you contracting herpes, like if you're a healthcare professional, the physicians, nurses, dentists, physical therapists, they're at a high risk of contracting what's called herpetic Wilflow herpes of the fingers. So they get it on their hands. That's where they're contracting it. So the sports area is also at risk. The same thing. Wrestlers, rugby players, other athletes that are in direct contact with sports. I recently read a report, was it 2 years ago in a summer camp when a couple of the Charlotte Panthers football players were, you know, volunteering at a summer athletic camp for kids, you know, elementary school age, and the two professional athletes came down with herpes after they had foot and mouth disease as well, and it just smacks of you know that contact, obviously, and also if the children were recently vaccinated with viruses, so can actually lower immune system and promote stuff to be transmitted. So if you got herpes simplex 1, it spreads on the skin. Watch contact with sores. Usually you want to watch. You don't want to get the head and the eye area infected. That's really a problem. So what do you do if you have it? Well, if you have the most common forms, the herpes simplex 1 or 2, which is the oral or the genital, you will want to avoid a lot of stress triggers as much as you can. Also avoid poor diets. Diets with sugar, and avoid having skin rashes if you can. So watch where you're bathing, watch where you're tanning, that kind of thing. Also, prolonged sexual activity can promote it, as well as situations of high stress and anxiety. So you'll want to build up an immune system. So when your immune system's strong, it's less likely to activate. So you will want to eliminate a lot of toxins from your system that hinder functions and create a stumbling block metabolically, especially for your immune system. You will want to put, you know, super nutrition into your body, especially natural vitamin B, not synthetic vitamin B. But I was talking to somebody the other day, Frank, that they didn't know what they were putting in their body with some sort of synthetic vitamin B they picked up at one of the chain stores. I don't know if it was Walgreens or where it was. And I'm like, well, that's made from fermented bacteria. And they had no idea. So sort of like, you know, your antibiotics are made from bacteria as well. But I don't know. It's just not an organic, the organic B vitamin I'd want. Okay. So be careful out there. Be choosy. Get whole food supplements, not the synthetic stuff. Because these stumbling blocks that you have in your system where you get toxins and a lot of oxidized stress, malfunctions happen. You get a domino effect, and then all of a sudden, bam, you got an outbreak. So when you balance your hormonal system with plant nutrition and you get the immune system strong, it's a combination therapy approach to help your body heal and be strong against and resist the outbreak. But when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about this new research out of Cornell University. Shed some light on some things, what they're doing. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Here on Herb Talk, and we're going to be talking about what this new research is, gosh darn it, at Cornell about, you know, herpes viruses. Well, according to that research that's out of Cornell, researchers at the Baker Institute, also of Animal Health, the University of Alberta, Canada, and the University College of London joined in, and they discovered this mechanism they think is responsible for controlling the herpes virus when it's, you know, because it sits on the nervous system, it's dormant, it's quiet, it's peaceful. And then all of a sudden it's activated. It starts the activated stage. And this is when the herpes virus erupts and creates all those sores and discomfort. So Dr. Yahoo and Dr. Esteban Cortez are reporting that these stages tend to be indicators of the virus replicating when in the active stage. If the virus DNA is tightly packed, they says, it can influence these stages. So it was determined that the antiviral drugs that are being used since the 1960s for herpes and all these new vaccines in the meantime they've come out with are not effective because due to the active and latent stages of the virus, it operates under just a different set of rules and the drugs can't touch it. So they reveal that when the virus goes dormant, it's in its defensive action, and it does influence our cells. It promotes a stage of latency in a way where the virus is protecting itself. So when the virus is active, it's because our immune system defenses are lower or weaker, and the DNA of the virus turns on their genes to replicate and hijack our cells and all the function in our cells and to replicate itself. So it takes advantage. It exploits your immune system, taking a little bit of a vacation, if let's just say that, when it's weaker and lower. And the virus says, hey, we can make hay right now. We can take advantage. We can replicate, bam, 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 because the immune system isn't going to stop us right away. So when the virus is active, it's because our immune system is weaker. Think about that. And it's going to hijack our cells because what like viruses like to do is like to invade the cell, use the nuclei and all the resources of the cell to replicate itself. So it takes and it steals the energy of the cell to do that. Now the research is focused on, you know, kind of finding out how this switch is activated from latent to active stage. And they want to figure out how they can block that stage, right? So it stays latent and never becomes active. Now, typically, they think it's a protein, a histone, or a chromatin type of protein in the herpes virus that's doing that, and it causes the change to activate. So instead of working on simply dealing with herpes symptoms when it's activated and the infection is live and running rampant and our cells are all just crazy. They want to neutralize the mechanism and switch it off, switch the virus off so it stays in a permanent latent stage and doesn't activate. Well, it sounds like a good plan, doesn't it? So what we're talking about here is if we do that, we're talking about gene expression modification. We're talking about editing something. And this is a viral chromosome we're talking about, which can provide a tricky business, and you can get unintended outcomes. Uh-oh, plot thickens, it gets interesting. Here's a quote from Dr. Lewis Shang. He's with the Baker Institute for Animal Health. He says, latency and gene regulation is a big problem because we do not know nearly enough about it. It's like a big black box in herpes biology. Whoa, they're going to mess with the big black, the Pandora box of herpes. Uh-oh, I don't want to be in the room when they do that. Well, science says you can use an herb, too. This is interesting. This was this is out of the Irish Medical Journal. They published a study. It appeared in the Journal of Microbiology and Immunology, and they said licorice root has a natural viral property that helps the body produce some interferon, which inhibits the herpes simplex virus and cold sores. Licorice root. Wow. Well, I kind of get that because licorice root does influence a lot of things in the body, including appetite. So if you're, you know, if you're like, if you have an eating disorder, I wouldn't recommend licorice root. Okay. It also influences hormones, especially in females. Okay. So be aware of that. But let's get to my medical herbal picks that if it were me, what would I do? Viruses that sit on nerves is a disease that will infect us when we get under stress, our immune system is weaker. So herpes, shingles, chickenpox, all such viruses like this, they exploit the immune system's weakness. So immune system support herbs, natural vitamin B help support the nervous system and the immune system. And these herbs support and even soothe glands, which are also part of your immune system. So mullein is an herb I'd pick to soothe the glands. So, you want to metabolically strengthen these areas so you have more resistance to the, herpes virus, noticing you're weaker and then activating. Okay. So, strengthening, not weakening, strengthening. Goes a long way to helping your body keep the herpes virus in a dormant stage or a latent stage. So here's some suggestions. If you're looking at thepowerherbs.com, I definitely do the immune booster. Use it 2 to 3 weeks on, take a week off, especially during where you might have a stressful part of the year for you. Maybe it's the holidays. Maybe it's summer vacation. Maybe it's, you know, I don't know, a certain time in your work, your workload, take the immune booster, strengthen that immune system. There you go. Astragalus root is also a very nice immune system support that you can use kind of as needed, whereas your echinacea, you don't want to use long term. You want to use it for a little while and get off of it. And the reason is your echinacea does really such a lovely job of heightening immune system production of antibodies and killer T cells that if you took it too frequently, too often, like a multivitamin every day, it wouldn't activate your immune system defenses as well. So we like to reserve our echinaceas for, you know, the real important time. And astragalus root can kind of fill in the gap there as an almost an everyday kind of application. It doesn't elevate the immune system quite as much as echinacea, but it does support it. Body food mix, if you're looking at thepowerherbs.com, they have the body food mix. It has natural B vitamins in it, all organic plant-based. Awesome thing. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and plant proteins, as well as your Bs. So if you're looking for a natural source of Bs instead of the, fermented bacteria, I would go with that. Mullein, I mentioned that, soothes your glands, takes the stress off of them. And your glands help manufacture a lot of antibodies. Okay. Also, American and Siberian ginseng, if you can tolerate, they're a bit stimulating. So if you have heart conditions, usually people with heart conditions have trouble with the ginsengs, but ginseng offers your system stamina and endurance. It's a great herb to use if you're coming off a long convalescence, or if you're going to be under a lot of stress. It helps the cells stay strong and have stamina and energy. I like to pair the ginsengs with a lot of immune boosters, other herbs. It's just kind of like a synergistic add-on and helps the other herbs work better. Valerian root, This will help remove a lot of tension from the nervous system. So if you got a lot of, if you're kind of high strung, you got a lot of anxiety, panic attack issues, or even depression, may want to try the valerian root there. Now, if you have shingles, if you have a history of that, there is a shingles kit at thepowerherbs.com. It has herbs in there that inhibit the herpes virus, so it's an inhibitor, so it won't activate. Male hormone formula, if you want to balance hormones, help feed the glands, produce more balanced hormones and stronger immune system. And you're also your female hormone formulas. You want to choose the one that's right for you for your time of life. There's three of them, and they will help also produce balanced gland function and also hormones. So you'll find all this stuff at thepowerherbs.com. The folks at Apothecary Herbs do a wonderful job at producing what I would consider pristine herbal formulations with lots of lengthy spectrum energy from the plant itself. So no heat, no friction in their process, and it just creates a really great potent formula. So check them out. You can go to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Got to put T-H-E in front of power, thepowerherbs.com. And get a free catalog. Or if you don't have the internet, give them a call toll-free. Toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada is 866-229-3663. If you're on the website, do sign up for their newsletters. They're very informative, and they go out each week, and they're absolutely free. And just a learning curve, empower yourself. What's that old saying from the scriptures? My people perish for lack of knowledge. Well, get some free knowledge. Learn. Be empowered. Do for yourself. We're supposed to use these herbs for medicinal properties to and wellness. Food, spices, medicinal herbs, that's how you deal with illness and weakness in the body to strengthen it, because you want to look at therapies that would strengthen you, not weaken you, make you independent, not dependent. Okay, that's the key. The key. Also, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are in the middle of their Black Friday sale. So right now, you can save 25% on orders of $50 or more. Now, there's some restrictions to apply. Some items are already discounted, and so you'll notice they won't be discounted further if you're shopping. So don't worry about that. It's just that those items are already discounted. So I think the Ocumed drops, the Cinnamira drops, the Taifu oil, those are already discounted. So those are the things, I think were on the list. So 25% off that sale runs through the 30th, I believe, and you'll save 25% off and Black Friday. So we're all thankful for wellness and Black Friday sales. That's what we are. Oh, if you're shopping online in the cart, the code to put there for the 25% discount is thankful. And if you don't have internet, you can use that code over the phone when you place an order, or write it on your order form and get it mailed in. Oh my goodness, we're out of time for, we got to go over a break, another break. We'll be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves?
Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Twitter.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. And Frank is rocking out in there. There you go, Frank. A little holiday rock for your Thanksgiving. You're too cute, Frank. All right, we're talking about flavonoids now. We're going to move to flavonoids help the prostate. Ooh. Ooh, do I see her ears all over the place perking up with the guys? Yes, yes. This was a report now in February's Journal of Urology last year. It stated diets rich in flavonoids can help protect men against prostate disease. So the researchers were listing the Mediterranean diet as a way to protect against most Western diseases like, you know, heart disease, diabetes, kidney disease, cancer. So the diet is kind of key to your health, isn't it? And the Mediterranean diet consists a majority of fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, fish, olive oil. They have some animal meats, but they don't overdo that. So whereas your Western diet is kind of rich in the processed meats, the processed grains, lots of sugar, sauces, and milk products. Perfect, perfect storm for prostate problems. Therefore, the research is kind of pinpointing a diet pattern that can offer prevention and which foods have flavonoids in them. So we're also having some herbs that are rich with flavonoids that are designed to help with prostate function. We'll get to those as well. So regular healthy diets and maybe some protective herbs with flavonoids is really, really something scientific medicine is looking at. And, you know, God has a solution to establishing healthy prostates. He created the prostate, so he knows what he's doing. So herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. Well, let's look at the flavonoid research. This was out of Case Western Reserve University. They were testing some flavonoids, that theory. They were testing it on mice. They gave them prostate tumors. Poor guys, they gave them prostate problems. One test group was fed flavonoid feedings for like 8 weeks. The other group got 2 weeks of flavonoids. The group that received 8 weeks of flavonoids offered a lot of prevention against the cancerous tumors, and the other group showed some therapeutic benefits. So what this was showing them was flavonoids slowed tumor growth in the group that got 2 weeks of flavonoids, but it showed a reversal of tumor growth in the group that got 8 weeks of flavonoids. Here's a quote from Dr. Gupta. He was with the Case School of Medicine Department of Urology Study. He said, "A diet rich with flavonoids found in your fruits and vegetables shows to reduce risk of prostate cancer." Wham, bam. There you go. Diet is king. Flavonoid craze. Let's look at science is also in deeply interested in flavonoids lately. Lots of research on it. They were interested in a lot of medical science in the nutrients. They were trying to isolate some of them, reinvent them really with the genetic engineering to produce prescription medications for flavonoids. So they want to isolate those nutrients, work them a little bit, make them better than what nature made. Remove other nutrients that are piggybacking along and try to make drugs. The only problem is, you know, the chemistry is balanced. Those other nutrients piggybacking along are the ones that help the main nutrient work. Duh. So there are some benefits science has found to be in flavonoids, and what they have stated is flavonoids are antiviral. They have antiviral action.
anti-allergic, if you got allergies, it helps with that. Anti-platelets, so it helps prevent clotting of the blood. Anti-inflammatory, anti-tumor, antioxidant benefit. So if you got a lot of oxidized stress on the system, it is a foothold for disease. So it helps prevent that. Here is a quote from Dr. Gupta once again. He says, flavonoids also aid in lowering the risk of breast cancer, prostate cancer, colorectal cancer, and lung cancer. So we think the flavonoids act as some sort of self-destruction for the cancer cells. Mm-hmm. Well, early prostate disease may not even produce symptoms. Guys may not know they have it. So the prostate tends to surround this urinary tube, and the tube carries urine away from the bladder and out of the body. So the young men's prostate is kind of like the size of a walnut, and it slowly grows larger as men age. Some symptoms of an enlarged prostate would be urinary hesitancy, weak urination, urination blockage or leakage, difficulty starting urination, unsteady urine stream, exaggerated effort to start urination, frequent urination, especially at night, blood in the urine, inability to empty bladder, and sexual problems. So in a large prostate, the glands invite a lot of cancer risk. So other symptoms that you might see would be pain or burning during urination, semen in the urine, back, hip, or pelvic pain, as well as painful ejaculation. So these are kind of common symptoms that men over 50 say they have, and more men are abandoning the suggested treatments their doctors recommend for prostate problems, and they're really searching for something else, less invasive, to address their problem and cause. So let's take a look at what men have been putting up with. If your doctor decides that you have prostate problems after you have your physical exam, your ultrasound, your blood test, and it confirms that your prostate antigens or your PSI levels are pretty high, they may want to do a biopsy of the prostate gland to look for cancer cells. A second biopsy may also be performed to recheck those results of the first biopsy. So the second biopsy may also be performed to, well, the biopsies cost about $1,200 apiece, I think. So they're just double-checking their results with the second one. Now, if cancer is confirmed, your doctor will recommend surgery to remove the whole prostate and all the nearby tissue. And after the surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, hormone therapy will be prescribed in an attempt to keep the cancer from coming back. And you should ask about the risks to these procedures. So statistics show 1% of the men die from the prostate surgery alone. Some complications follow from the surgery, deep venous thrombosis or leg clots, increased risk of stroke, heart attack and death, hernia risk is high post-surgery, and lifting heavy objects could also damage the connection between the bladder and the urethra, causing long-term complications. Wound infections and catheter infections are also a risk. Incontinence and impotence are very common side effects, and less than 5% of the men have total incontinence, creating a dependence on on wearing special underwear. And a major complaint is 32% of the men do not regain any of their sexual potency, and they have permanent erectile dysfunction from the surgery. So they may recommend then a second surgery, which is called a neurovascular nerve bundle, to try to correct that dysfunction. And there are several drugs for the prostate that your doctor will select from. Some are known as alpha blockers to relax those soothe muscles around the prostate and the neck of the bladder. And you can expect side effects from that: weakness, fatigue, dizziness, fainting, blood pressure problems, headaches, nasal congestion. And some drugs will also block the conversion of your testosterone to other male hormones, which will stimulate the prostate. And it's called a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor. So these drugs relieve symptoms and increase also the urinary flow and may also shrink the prostate, but it could take 6 to 12 months to deliver those benefits. And the side effects can be rectal bleeding, fatigue, and adverse sexual functions. So here's the thing. The point is, modern medicine attributes prostate disease to genetics, and it may, in many ways, you know, our lifestyle influences our DNA. They actually have done studies where You go from an unhealthy diet to a healthy one, and in 6 days it changes your DNA. So you have a lot of power just in the foods you eat. Therefore, diet is going to be key to any disease. And animal fats and inactivity, sedentary lifestyles is a contributing factor for prostate problems. And medical doctors may advocate get regular exercise, eat more fruits and vegetables, take some vitamin E, maybe some selenium supplements, and then get your screening tests on a regular basis to make sure you don't get prostate cancer. But what do you do when you have a problem? Well, you need some rich sources of flavonoids. You need zinc and selenium and calcium and other nutrients that you may not be getting in the Western diet or your store-bought commercially grown types of foods. So your prostate needs whole food nutrients to bounce back and heal itself. So herbs for the prostate will be things like saw palmetto, cleaver's herb, nettle herb, juniper berries, uvarisi leaf, horsetail herb, ginkgo biloba leaf, corn silk. These are all going to be herbs that are in together in a nice little prostate cleanse kit that you're going to find at Apothecary Herbs. And we do have feedback from customers using those kits. So, but you know, time is of the essence. Don't wait to get to stage 4 or stage 5 before you start looking around for something natural to do. Try to get to it as soon as you can. Clean up that lifestyle. It'll go a long way for the immune system and for your body to heal itself. Because think of your immune system and your body regeneration ability needing supplies. It's almost like, you know, the soldiers on the front lines, they need bullets. They need support, air support. They need this. They need that. So in order for them to be an effective defense, they need those things. And so does your body. It needs nutrients as an effective defense against this disease. So cleansing the prostate, a lot of questions is, you know, how often do I do that? Well, you can cleanse as often as every 3 months. If you have a mild to moderate issue with prostate, usually one of these kits, which is a 2-week cleanse, will get you balanced and back on track. If you have more of a moderate to severe, we're noticing the men need 2 kits back to back. So they need extra time with the herbs. They need like a full month of cleansing. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. They do have some male hormone formulas there if you just need help balancing the endocrine system that makes the hormone. So it's plant nutrition for the endocrine system to balance. It's not a hormone replacement. It's not like that. It's nutrition, nutrition, nutrition. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, right? Yeah, that's what it's about. So my people perish for lack of knowledge. So get educated, get informed, and get proactive. I'm just about out of time now. If you're on the powerherbs.com website, don't forget, you know, it's a great time to take advantage of the 25% off, Black Friday sale. Details are on the homepage, or you can call 866-229-3663 and find out about the sale. You can order a catalog as well and look at what they have. And if you have questions or concerns, just give them a call at 866-229-3663 or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. I wish you all a very healthy and safe holiday. If you're traveling, be safe out there. Try not to overeat. Gentian root will keep you from overeating a half hour before the meal. Take that. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.